ジャパニーズポッド1ジャパニーズあれ？おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ruby Series Season 2, Lesson 24.
日本語道場.
You're going, going, gone in Japan.
Peter here.
Naomi です.
Naomi sensei.
はい.
We're almost at the end of our series.
そうですね。あと2回ですね。Only 2 lessons.
Including this one.
Yeah.
So let's just review what happened last time, and then we'll take a look at today's lesson.
はい. Fabrizio and Fuyuka went salsa dancing. So, andFabrizio said he's going to 友達のバー。
A friend's bar.
はい。And he's at the 六本木 station now.
All right. Seems like he's in for a long night.
そうですね。元気ですね。
So for those of you who don't know, 六本木 is kind of synonymous with all night partying.
The part of Tokyo that never sleeps.
And there are many foreigners there. So lots of clubs, lots of bars, lots to do in 六本木, but...It's a little 激しい。
私は全然六本木へ行きません。
So it's a bit extreme. So Naomi-sensei doesn't go. Not at all.
Not at all. I don't like 六本木 very much.
Well, there goes our chance of any sponsorship from 六本木. Thank you. ありがとうございます。
そうですね。
さすが Naomi-sensei. As can be expected from Naomi-sensei. All right, Naomi-sensei. Let's get down to what you do. What are we talking about today?
今日は電車。
Today we're talking about trains.
We are going to introduce some vocabulary and phrases which will come in handy at the train station.
Okay. And as we mentioned in the last lesson, Fuyuka and Fabrizio went to a salsa bar. So today's conversation is between a passenger and a station clerk.
So, お客さんと駅員さん。
So, polite Japanese will be used today. The conversation, as we mentioned, will take place at Roppongi Station.
So,六本木の駅。
So let's find out what happens. Here we go.
すみません。これは新宿へ行きますか？
行きません。これは回送電車です。
回送電車？回送電車はどこへ行きますか？
え？回送電車は車庫へ行きます。わかりますか？
はいはい、わかります。じゃあ次の電車は何時に来ますか？
12時25分に来ます。終電です。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。これは新宿へ行きますか？
行きません。これは回送電車です。
回送電車？回送電車はどこへ？行きますか？
え？回送電車は車庫へ行きます。わかりますか？
はいはい、わかります。じゃあ、次の電車は何時に来ますか？
12時25分に来ます。終電です。
次は英語が入ります。
すみません。これは新宿へ行きますか？
Excuse me, does this go to 新宿？
行きません。これは回送電車です。
No, it doesn't. It's out of service.
回送電車？回送電車はどこへ行きますか？
Out of service? Where does this out of service train go?
え？回送電車は車庫へ行きます。わかりますか？
What? Out of service trains go to a train depot. Can you understand me?
はいはい、わかります。じゃあ、次の電車は何時に来ますか?
Yes, yes, I know what you mean. What time does the next train come then?
12時25分に来ます。終電です。
It comes at 12:25. That's the last train.
So Naomi-sensei, what did you think about today's lesson?
終電! You can see many weird people under 終電.
You know, Naomi-sensei,
はい?
You have to be on it to realize that, which means you're on it.
どういう意味ですか? Okay, what are you trying to say? What is inferred?
That catching the last train in Tokyo can be quite an experience.
そうですね。I don't catch the last train very often, but I bet Peter-san catches last train every day, right?
Yes, I usually catch the last train, and I must admit, it is quite an experience.
そうですね。
Much like the rest of the week, 月曜日はまあまあですね。Like, 月曜日 is okay.
そう。
Then, 少しずつ little by little.
Wilder and wilder.
And Friday is every man for themselves.
金曜日の夜は
大変ですね。
そうですね。
One of the lines we take, they have to push us into the train.
そうね。
And the difference between the morning and the night is, what is that expression? 雲泥の差があります。
雲泥の差。Very different.
Night and day different.So, yeah, and that expression is actually 雲泥 and meaning cloud and earth difference, like the difference between the two. So, yeah, there's a big difference between the morning and night. So you, but everyone should experience it once.
if you want to see Peter-san, please take 終電 or Peter-san like people. ね
Peter らしい people.
そうそうそうそう
People like Peter.
嘘です。冗談です。Just kidding.
Thank you. Okay, on to vocab.
駅員
Station attendant.
駅員駅員
Rising on the second syllable, 駅 falling on the third syllable, 駅
員
There's also a second pronunciation, rising on the second syllable and staying high.
駅員
Next.
新宿
Shinjuku, shopping business district in Tokyo.
Shinjuku, Shinjuku.
Rising on the second tone, N, and staying high.
Shinjuku.
Next.
Shuden.
Last train.
Shuden. Shuden.
Rising on the second syllable, U, and staying high.
Shuden.
Next.
Kimasu.
To come, in the non-past polite.
Kimasu.Kimasu.
Rising on the second syllable ma, falling on the last syllable su.
Kimasu. Kimasu というふうにうを強く言わない方がいいと思います。
So don't hit the u in the last syllable of su. Next.
わかります。
To understand, non-past polite.
わかります。わかります。
Rising on the second syllable ka, falling on the last syllable su.
わかります。
Next.
車庫
Garage, train depot, car shed.
車庫車庫
Starts high, falls.
車庫
Next.
どこ
Where.
どこどこ
Starts high, falls.
どこ
Next.
回送電車
Out of service train. Train returning back to the train depot.
回送電車回送電車
Rising on the second syllable E falling on the second to last syllable N
回送電車
Next
行きます
To go Non-past polite
行きます行きます
Now I just want to point out the final su We had several verbs in there We had 来ますわかります。行きます。
はい。
Now, as you mentioned in there, in the final su isn't enunciated.
No, yeah.
Very slightly.
すじゃなくてす。
Yeah. This is also holds true for the non-past polite of the copula, des. So, you don't enunciate the u in the final su.
そうです。
です。
です。
Not です。です。行きます。
Not 行きます。行きます。
Let's take a closer look at a few of these words. Naomi sensei, what's the first word we have?
終電。
The last train. Now this is a contracted form of?
最終電車。
The first word being?
最終。
And meaning last.
電車。
Meaning train. So these two words, the first word?
最終。
Last, second word?
電車。
Last train. Now we contract this into?
終電。
Which means final electricity.
そうです。
It's kind of right though, the last electricity propelling the train. Right?
And we also say 終バス。
Last bus.
はい。
終バス。
はい。
Huh. That I didn't know.
あ、そうですか?You don't usually use bus.
Yeah, sometimes, but yeah, 終バス。I always thought it was like 最後のバス。
ああね。Some people say 最後のバス。But some people say 終バス。
終バス。
ちょっとね、面白い表現ですね。
Very. Okay, can you give us an example sentence?
終電は何時ですか?
What time is the last train? How about one more?
これは終電ですか?
Is this the last train? Okay, let's take a look at another word. What do we have next, Naomi-sensei?
わかります。
To understand. Again, in the non-past polite. Now, if you were to look up this word in a dictionary, わかります。Would it show up? What would be there in the dictionary?
わかる。
The dictionary form. Also, the plain non-past. So in a dictionary, this would be わかる。
The negative form of わかります is わかりません。
I don't understand.
Just take off ます and add ません instead.
That easy.
So, わかりますか?
Do you understand?
わかりません。
I don't understand.
If you put 全然 in front,全然わかりません?
I don't understand at all. How do we use the object using わかりません? Would it be を or が? For example, Naomi sensei が全然わかりません。
You don't understand me at all?
Yes.
Am I that unpredictable?
はい、そうです。Yes, that's right. But back to the sentence. In that sentence, I used がThe subject marker to mark you.、
ねうん、
What's the proper one? Do I say, Naomi sensei ga zenzen wakarimasen? Or do I say, Naomi sensei wo zenzen wakarimasen?
Naomi sensei ga zenzen wakarimasen. Ga is the proper particle, but you can drop it. Eigo zenzen wakarimasen. I don't understand English.
At all.
Hi. Nihongo zenzen wakarimasen.
I don't understand Japanese at all.
Peter-san, 全然わかりません。
I don't understand Peter at all. But it's the ga we're using in there.
そうですね。In the correct grammar. Yes.
So if you're in class and the teacher is asking questions and you're asked a question you don't understand, you can respond by saying, すいません。全然わかりません。
はい、
I don't understand at all. Or, すいません、先生。わかりません。Excuse me. I don't understand.
Right.
Now, if you want to help your friend out, you can say,はい、先生、わかります。
わかります is I know it or I understand. I can answer it.
And then your teacher says something like, ah, またかい。Anyway, back to our lesson. On to today's grammar point. Naomi sensei, what's today's target sentence?
この電車は新宿へ行きますか?
Does this train go to Shinjuku? Will this train go to Shinjuku? Let's take a look at the components that make up this sentence. First we have
この
This.
電車
train
は
topic marking particle. So we're talking about this train. So we can understand that this conversation is taking place on a platform somewhere. And the train may or may not be present. You know, even if the train is not there, you can say この電車, referring that the train that passes along this line is this train.
If you're on a platform, you can use this expression.
Okay. Or maybe if you're pointing to a map.
Ah, そうですね。
But we want to kind of establish that the line is a connection of the train. Then we have, so this is the topic of the sentence. Then we have?
新宿
A name of a district in Tokyo.
え
Direction marking particle.
行きます
Non-past polite form of the verb?
To go.
Which in its dictionary form is 行く So if you look this up in the dictionary, you'll find 行く But here, and what you'll find in the textbook is, of course, 行きますFinally, we have
か
question marking particle. So, か makes this into a question. So, for example, Naomi-sensei, if we didn't have the か If we just ended this sentence after ikimasu, what would the sentence mean?
This train goes to Shinjuku. この電車は Shinjuku へ行きます。
So, this train goes to Shinjuku. So, in theory, that statement can be an answer to この電車は Shinjuku へ行きますか? To this question,
はい、この電車は Shinjuku へ行きます。
Can be the answer.
はい。
So, that statement can be the answer to the question, does this train go to Shinjuku? So, just by dropping that particle, we get a statement.
The question word where is doko in Japanese. So when you put doko instead of Shinjuku and say kono densha wa doko e ikimasu ka? Ubi?
Where does this train go? Where will this train go? All right, Naomi sensei, we covered a lot today. Now, inside the PDF, we have a very detailed write-up. We also have another target sentence we wanted to look at, but we didn't have time today. So stop by, pick up the PDF.Check that out. Really, really nice write-up in there. Of course, in the Learning Center, stuff to bring everything together. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
すみません。これは新宿へ行きますか?
行きません。これは回送電車です。
回送電車?回送電車はどこへ行きますか?
え?回送電車は車庫へ行きます。わかりますか?
はいはい、わかります。じゃあ次の電車は何時に来ますか
?12時25分に来ます。終電です。